We always say thank you, and my mom taught me to say please and thank you. We always thank you for making us part of your Saturday here on Community Connection. I know you got other stuff to do, and you're busy, but thanks so much for checking us out. Oh, by the way, you go to mybellinghamnow.com. We load up all of our podcasts there, so just in case you miss some info, you can listen to it whenever you want to. I'm Bill Davis. My good friend Lori Reese with Bel Air Tours and Adventures. She is the tour manager joining us again. You've been traveling the world. You've been everywhere. I'm so glad you could come in here and spend a couple of minutes with us.
This is one of my favorite spots in the world to be, hanging
She's
out with
sucking
you, Bill.
Right up to the host. She's reading the script just as I presented it to you. How you been?
I'm doing really good. I'm excited to be here, and I've had some fun adventures. I was in Egypt in February, and just did the tulip fields with a large group of people. We've got a lot going on.
Yeah, give me a little history about. Yeah, you see, I know Bel Air for riding the shuttle down to SeaTac. That's a totally different division, but that's that's where I became involved with Bel Air, because guess what? It's a lot easier to ride the bus down there and don't worry about parking and it gets you to the front door. I love that. But you're in a totally different division. We're talking about vacation tours and adventures. So give me a little background on that.
Yeah, well, we're thankful for Airport or Shuttle, because if we didn't have Airport or Shuttle,
you wouldn't be able to,
we wouldn't have Bel Air Tours. So it just makes sense. You need to get people moved to different places. And so this division started in about 2016. It was completely closed for 2 years.
COVID made you go bye-bye.
Yeah, we weren't sure if we were going to be able to bring it back. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, we've had such an incredible community response as people take advantage of the different opportunities. We do a lot of day tours where it's around Washington, BC, different places nearby. You start in the day, come back in the evening. Mm-hmm. We have multi-day adventures. Like, for example, this June, we're going to be heading to Victoria for 3 days.
Nice.
You don't have to worry about a thing. You get on the bus, show us your passport so we can get you over into Canada, and we get you on the ferry. We have your hotel set up. We have all your garden tickets set up for you.
I was about to say, Vancouver's great. I love that. But I've been to Victoria a few times. Victoria's even better.
Absolutely. And I think the ferry ride is part of the...
Just seeing the Parliament building, when you're coming in on the ferry, pretty incredible.
It's very European.
Really is. Yeah.
And so if you haven't had a chance to get to Europe, exploring downtown Victoria, it gives you that vibe.
Yeah.
So those are our multi-day adventures. Then we do flyaways as well. So I mentioned we went to Egypt. We just had 9 days over there. Just insanely incredible.
Wow.
We were just running from pyramid to...
Pyramid to pyramid.
Yeah.
Did you ride a camel?
Yeah.
Of course you did.
Rode a camel.
Yeah.
And then we have some great ones coming up too.
Well, you want to talk about it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know you got something. Let's do it. Let's do it date wise as far as what's first and what's second. You got something coming up. You call the Fall Colors and Lighthouses of the Great Lakes. So, and that's going to come up in the fall.
Yeah.
So tell me about that.
I'm really excited about this one. I think when you think of a flyaway trip, you think of the East, going up into Vermont and New Hampshire. This one actually takes you counterclockwise from Chicago around Lake Michigan.
Oh.
So the dates for that are going to be September 26th to October 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And we're excited. It's $39.95 per person sharing a room. There's a single supplement if you want to travel solo.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be scared to travel solo.
No,
that's what I love about these trips and adventures. It's summer camp for adults.
Mm-hmm.
You make friends that will be friends for years, for a lifetime.
I understand. I'm reading the brochure. You're going to be going to Chicago. You're going to do a city tour there. You're going to hit Grand Rapids, Mackinac Island.
Yeah, I have not been there. I've wanted to go. Have you been there?
No, never.
Mm-mm. I've heard, I was a DJ out in Indiana for a couple of years. My goal was to get up there and I didn't make it, but they don't allow vehicles on the island.
No.
So the bus will drop us at the bridge or the ferry. They'll load all our luggage into a wagon. You'll be taken in by carriage. You'll have 2 days. You can rent bikes. You can explore the island, but you will not be driving either an electric or a gas vehicle. So.
Yeah, nice.
So that is such a kind of like stepping back into an era about 100, 150 years ago. And it's absolutely beautiful there.
But besides that, you're going to go visit Lambeau Field, right?
Yeah.
Right. I dare you to when you visit Lambeau Field. I had a friend of mine do this. I think he was in radio in Dallas, and I think he got arrested for doing it. He got down on the field, and he said, he screamed out, Bart Starr and Brett Favre, I call him Bet Favre. Or I think he said, and Aaron Rodgers, they weren't so great or something. And he got in trouble.
You know, I can't imagine.
But you're going to Lambeau Field on this trip.
Yeah, I was planning on tricking out in all my Seahawk gear. Do you think that'll be a problem?
Oh, that'll be nice. Remind them of the NFC Championship game that went into overtime a few years.
Always controversial catch in the end zone.
Oh, yeah, that and the fact that the Packers never got their hands on the ball in overtime and got cheated. Yeah, that'll go over. Yeah.
There might be some wounds to pour some salt into, but that's one of the elements. The cool thing is we go all the way up into Michigan at the top of the lake, Lake Michigan, and we come back down through Wisconsin. Hmm. So again, doing it counterclockwise, going through Door Country, which is in Wisconsin, super famous for being so beautiful. We'll do a river cruise, like day river cruise. Mm-hmm. We'll have a lot of activities in Wisconsin. Obviously, there'll be a chance to taste and learn about cheese making.
Cheese, of course.
Beer making, you know, different things like that. But again, the colors of fall are going to be surrounding us the whole way through.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, you know, those in Wisconsin, they take pieces of cheese and they dip it in ranch dressing. You know?
Okay. Cheese curds.
Well, I was about to say, because I don't want to cast aspersions all, but people in Wisconsin, I think, weigh a little bit more than, they're a little heavier than the rest of us.
But I can't really fault them. I mean, cheese, delicious.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Never met
delicious.
A cheese you didn't like.
No,
you
know? Yeah. Love it. So this is going to be a really exciting tour. We have some space left on it. Final registration is...
I was going to say, when's the cutoff on that?
July 5th.
Where do they go to sign up?
Yeah, this is a great question. Mm-hmm. They can email info@belairtours.com. Reach out to me and I'll connect with you about it. You can also read more information about the tour online at belairtours.com.
Okay. Do me a favor. We're just about out of time, and I know we were going to talk about the Christmas tour. Can you come back?
Yeah.
And let's talk... I'm going to tell you right now, it's Christmas in Switzerland, right?
Yeah.
Nice. All right. And I know you got a big flyaway adventure there. But right now, if you want to do the fall colors and lighthouses of the Great Lakes, again, tell everybody where to go.
Yeah. Go to belairtours.com. You can get all the details there. You can also reach me at info@belairtours.com. Mm-hmm. I'll get back to you quick. I'm a quick email girl.
Yep.
And connect you with the information, because it is filling up fast. We'd love to have you be a part of it.
She's Lori Reese. She's the flyaway lady, I like to call her, the tour manager with our good friends at Bel Air Tours and Adventures. You're welcome back anytime. Like I said, next time you come in, let's talk about Switzerland at Christmas, okay?
Thanks, Phil. That'll be wonderful.
Always good seeing you.